WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Culture critic Susan Faludi writes about the gender wars in America. Her books Backlash and Stiffed have sparked admiration and controversy. Her latest book, The Terror Dream, is already generating much of the same critical reaction. The Terror Dream investigates America's response to 9/11 in terms of the myths and stories our society grasped hold of for reassurance after the attacks. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In perilous times, lots of folks are willing to jump feet first into whatever shelter is available, whether it's a literal one sealed with duct tape or a psychological one constructed out of reassuring stories. But a few curious or just plain contrary souls always remain standing above ground, trying to get a clearer view of what's happening. Susan Faludi is one of those daredevils, albeit an intellectual one. As a culture critic, she's never been content to duck and cover. Certainly, Faludi's new book, called The Terror Dream, is guaranteed to rain down a whole lot of trouble onto her head. Among the audience already or likely to be angered by it are conservatives, the mainstream media, and bipartisan fans of the John Ford classic, The Searchers. What drew Faludi into writing yet another controversial book were the phone calls she received immediately after 9/11 from reporters pursuing reaction stories. As Faludi recalls, the first of those reporters to interview her wound up answering his own questions about the social effect of the attacks when he gleefully exclaimed, "Well, this sure pushes feminism off the map." What followed was an avalanche of soft news stories proclaiming reactionary trends like a return to nesting, the resurgence of both the manly man and the feminine, read less feminist, woman, and the displacement of soccer moms by security moms, obsessed with fencing in hearth and home and electing a presidential Matt Dillon to do so. Why, Faludi wondered, did the women's movement after 9/11 become framed as not just a domestic annoyance, but a declared domestic enemy, a fifth column in the war on terror? Her answer in part two of The Terror Dream is startling. Faludi delves into the earliest chronicles of our country to point out that, far from being unthinkable, an attack on civilian targets on our soil by dark-skinned, non-Christian combatants fighting under the flag of no recognized nation was in fact the characteristic and formative American ordeal. What she's talking about is the war on terror fought for hundreds of years by white settlers against Native Americans. Faludi examines captivity narratives in which white women told their story of abduction by Native Americans. More importantly, she scrutinizes how these captivity narratives were culturally rewritten over the span of 300 years so that real-life women who were not saved or who saved themselves or who chose to remain with their Indian captors were transformed into helpless victims, always awaiting an all-powerful Daniel Boone or John Wayne to deliver them. The post 9/11 tale of Army Private Jessica Lynch, Faludi says, is a contemporary example of this kind of revised captivity narrative. Blonde, doll-like, and allegedly abused by her captors, Lynch was rescued from an Iraqi hospital by an assault force of Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Air Force pilots, and Marines, among others. It was the feel-good war story everybody wanted, except, as Lynch herself protested, it wasn't true. The rescue mission was overblown. She said she wasn't abused and insisted that the real heroine of the whole episode was her fallen comrade in arms, Lori Piesteva, hailed as self-reliant and tough. Other narratives of 9/11 that Faludi investigates with her characteristic restraint and depth of research are the saga of Flight 93, scant on facts and again overladen with tales of heroic men, as well as the supersized image of the New York City fireman, often paired, she says, with a contemptuous slap to feminists who've attempted to soften up such real men for the past three decades. Faludi's aim here is not, of course, to take away from the genuine heroism exhibited by men and women on 9/11 and beyond, but to investigate the peculiarly American response to the attacks, in which the media and politicians across the spectrum reach for an age-old myth of American invincibility, which required the accompanying mirage of womanly dependency and a family circle in need of protection from a menacing outside world. Faludi's detractors are already chipping away at her provocative thesis by citing Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency, Katie Couric's elevation to CBS anchorwoman, Harvard's female president, but they don't do justice to her crucial insight. America can have the kind of reactionary gender politics Faludi sees post 9/11 and simultaneously witness major cultural gains for women. Faludi here has once again described the pushback, the demand to retain the straitjacketed roles that tell us what a man and a woman should be. With a rigorous insistence on truth, not comforting stories, Faludi proposes we can still awaken from the terror dream to what one prescient man of the 60s, in a mixed metaphor for the ages, called the chimes of freedom flashing.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Terror Dream by Susan Faludi. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.